This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in France, Jews worry about a wave of violence and consider their place in French society. First, though, with a national report on child sexual abuse by Catholic priests due next week, the Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles has already released a study that it says fully chronicles the history of sexual abuse in the diocese from 1930 to the present. It finds 656 people who say they've been molested or worse by priests, deacons, and others associated with the church. And in a rare move, the report names the accused. Some of the alleged victims say the report, while a welcome first step, is not enough. Day to Day's Madeline Brand has more.
We're almost there.
Jackie Dennis flips through the report to find the name of the priest who abused her. Next to his name is the number of people who've accused him.
George Neville Rucker. See, I knew there was 23, 12 that I know of personally, and here he is here with 38. And that's over since 1947.
38 alleged victims, the highest number on the list. Dennis says Rucker abused her for 3 years, starting when she was 10 years old, countless times, in her home, in the rectory, at her school. She came forward publicly 2 years ago after seeing his picture in the newspaper. But that wasn't the first time Dennis talked about the abuse. She said she told a priest about it years ago, and this is what he said.
I was told for being molested that I should do penance and say all three decades of the rosaries for 2 years straight. So there's something really, really wrong. There's something really wrong.
Cardinal Roger Mahoney admits that the Los Angeles Archdiocese response to abuse was wrong. And on public radio station KPCC yesterday, he said the practice of quietly sending priests away for counseling and then returning them to the ministry didn't work. But this was a lesson, he said, the church had to learn with the rest of society.
Back years ago, this kind of thing was looked upon as a moral lapse. And all that was required is someone to go make a good retreat for a week and they'll be fine. Well, we found out that wasn't right.
Mahoney says there is now zero tolerance for abusive priests. Once there's a credible allegation, they're out. And he says he hopes that the release of their names will help the victims heal.
By listing all of the names of those who have been publicly accused, we also then are able to invite others, victims that we don't know about. If there are other victims out there, we need them to come forward so that we can offer them counseling, so that we can give them the spiritual pastoral help that they need.
When I first heard that the Archdiocese was issuing a report listing all the names of the perpetrators that they knew about, I said, well, gosh, this is a good step forward.
Kathy Freeberg is an attorney representing 139 victims in Southern California, more than 100 in Los Angeles.
Then I actually went in and read the report, and I see this is just a PR baloney.
What really rankles her is that there is no new information in the report. All the names came from victims who filed lawsuits.
These names are of public record through civil lawsuits and criminal complaints. They have not gone beyond that. They have not named the names of all of the priests who have been accused. In fact, they have specifically said they are not going to.
She and others object to the Archdiocese refusing to release internal communication and personnel files of accused priests. The release of that kind of information in Boston was what sparked the entire national sex abuse scandal. In Los Angeles, Cardinal Mahoney has said that is confidential material protected by California's strict privacy laws. So it seems surprising that he would publish the names of accused priests in this report. But Patrick Schiltz, law professor at the University of St. Thomas, who's represented the Catholic Church in many cases, says Mahoney didn't risk anything because lawsuits have already been filed.
The reason that the other dioceses around the country, with rare exceptions, have not done this is because they fear the impact on potential litigation. They fear this evidence being introduced in court in front of a jury and hurting them in that way. And they fear that plaintiff's lawyers will use the information to go out and find new cases to bring. This is not as much of a risk, a legal risk, for the Los Angeles Archdiocese that it would be for dioceses in other states. They get the credit with very little risk on the legal side.
The Los Angeles Archdiocese is facing more lawsuits than any other in the country. It's estimated that some 500 people have filed suits so far. In Boston, the church agreed to pay $85 million to its victims. Los Angeles is expected to surpass that. For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.